We're joined now in the studio by Neris Levy. A lot of you know her already. She wears many hats, one of which, perhaps the most significant, is the organizer and ambassador of the 18th annual, we're up to 18 now, community dinner sponsored by UNC Healthcare, one of the really terrific events that happens every year in this community. Sunday, April 26th this year. Neris, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Aaron, and thank you, WCHL, for always being there for the community. Wherever the community has a need, you're there. And thank you, Aaron and WCHL.
So the community dinner is coming up on Sunday, April 26th. And by the way, if you're listening out there, you've never been to one of these, you should go. It really is a terrific event. If you have been, there's no need to sell it. But Neris, what are you celebrating this year?
Well, we're celebrating our community, and our community is always evolving. But we're also celebrating the fact that we've probably fed at our 17 previous dinners over 16,000 people.
Wow.
And a lot of the people have paid for their tickets, and by doing that, they help underwrite tickets for those families who can't afford to come to the dinner unless somebody else pays for them. So we're celebrating our community's wonderful strength and intent to be one unit, irrespective of race, class, and also economic status. We are just one community. There are no lines that divide any of us, and that's what we're celebrating.
And I love the fact with this event that there was a specific purpose behind it. It's just, let's get together and sit down and eat a meal with each other.
Yes, it's very, very, we never stop planning. We have maybe a couple of months off in the summer when we are in email contact, but our meetings are a discussion of the community. Our committee is very, very diverse, and it's evolving, but a lot of the people on the committee have been on it for 18 years. Mama Dip and I have been on the committee for 18 years. We did one dinner, and we thought that was it, and then everybody said, when is the next one? And then now people say after each dinner, can you do this every month? You know, so I think, you know, people wouldn't come unless they enjoyed it. And it's also a chance for people to give friendship, give support. We have people serving the dinner. If you want to help serve, you can get in touch. Go to communitydinner.org. All the information is there. If you want to help with any kind of organizing on the day, then get in touch, because it's our dinner. It's not my dinner. It's our dinner. So we also have entertainment on the stage, and we're having various groups. We've got the ukulele band this year. It's not a new band, but they're getting more and more popular, so they're called the Uke Band.
Nice.
And also the Unnecessary Measures a cappella group from Cobra High. We're going to have a gospel group, a dance group, a Latino event. And Ron Stutz is our MC. And I don't have to say any more, with Marilyn Vallejo from the Department of Housing, Community Development and Human Rights for the county, Orange County. She will do simultaneous translation in Spanish. So if you don't really understand a lot of English, we will have Spanish as well.
Awesome. Well, Neris Levy joining us here right now. The 18th Annual Community Dinner, sponsored by UNC Healthcare, coming up on Sunday, April 26th. Tickets on sale now, right?
Yes, tickets are going to be on sale as of Monday.
Okay.
And if you go to communitydinner.org, the ticket information is on the website, and they'll be on sale, $8 for adults, $3 for children 10 and under. And just see you at the dinner. And thank you, WCHL. And thank you, Aaron, for all you do for our community.
And before we let you go, again, thank you, Neris, for all of you do, all that you do for the community too. It, and you have been recognized. This dinner won an award last year. Talk
yes,
about that.
We did win an actual award. It's the a Cultural Diversity Award from the National League of Cities. In fact, they give 8 a year, and we got one last year out of the whole United States. I have to say that 7 of the recipients were doing things like gang gang, sort of working with gangs and community remedies through the police, and I think those are all very valid. And we went from Cobra and Orange County, and we said, we just eat together. And everybody said, oh, we hadn't thought of eating. And I said, well, you know, if you eat with somebody, you're just not going to go around and do something terrible to them the next day, because you're going to know more about them. And there's going to be trust. We're supported by not only the county, but the towns of Cobra and Chapel Hill, because they have put their name to this dinner, and they believe in the cause, that is, better communications between everybody, talking to each other, and sharing. And if we can't share, then there's no future for anybody.
No better cause than that. Mm-hmm. Well, again, communitydinner.org is the website. It is Sunday, April 26th, 1 p.m. at the McDougal School's cafeteria on Old Fayetteville Road in Carrboro. 18th annual community dinner, and many more to come, hopefully, beyond this year, too. Sponsored by UNC Healthcare. Neris Levy, thank you for joining us. Thank you for all the work that you do.
Well, thank you, WCHL. Thank you, Aaron.